How we came to know truth. Our village mystic, who, by the way, is president of the National Mystical Association, decided he had studied enough. He would, by God, climb the sacred mountain out beyond the village limits and find out what was what. We villagers don't understand him, but we know he must be quite great. Someone even says there's a faint halo around his head, visible only to the more advanced souls. This is probably true, for why would an advanced soul lie to anyone? So, Mike, our mystic, climbed the sacred mountain a week ago when there was a quadruple conjunction of some planets I'd heard of and some I hadn't. I don't understand these things, but I did think the air smelled different that day. Mike meditated. You know, where you sit down and do holy things to yourself, and then climb the mountain, just like he owned the damn thing. We all watched from the bottom. He was at the top about half an hour, maybe receiving his instructions, and then he came back down. We all gathered around him and asked him what he saw, what he learned, what he heard. How did it feel? Mike rolled his eyes up and began to speak in a quiet but firm voice, saying, "I have been to the mountaintop. I have had an experience. I cannot possibly tell you how it really was. I must speak in veiled terms for your own good. I say unto you, roses are red, violets are blue. What's false is false, and what's true is true." As he spoke, I thought I noticed a faint shimmer of light around his holy head. It is humbling to be able to live in the same village with one who knows, and who knows he knows, and has a halo, according to some reports.